style, trend, life in Seoul, Korea only, weekend destination, people interviews, and more you can find on 1013 Main Street.
For another edition of Main Street Book Club, once again, we welcome back Charles Montgomery, professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University and the founder of the Korean Literature and Translation website, ktlit.com. Morning, Charles.
Good morning.
So before we begin, I understand that you have some recommendations for Mother's Day gifts.
Well, yeah, I guess I heard you mention that it was actually Parents' Day.
Parents' Day, yeah.
And this explained all the carnations I saw on the street last night, all the carnation salesmen. Yeah, I just thought of two books, and I think you can probably guess one of them.
Yeah. Amare Butake,
yeah. Yeah, please look after mother. Mom. Yeah, because it's a very sentimental story about mother, family, love. And then the other one is Who Ate Up All the Shinga by Park Won-soo, yeah. Which is a different kind of story about sort of family love. So if you are still without a present, and if your mother particularly likes to read, either of those books would be an excellent choice.
Or you could read it and think about your mother.
You could do that.
That could be your Mother's Day gift.
Sure, send her a card. Actually, that probably would really impress some mothers.
Yeah. So what is the topic for today?
Well, we're going to talk about a couple of little-ish things, sort of some stuff that's going on in literature, and then talk a little bit particularly for our listeners in Seoul, which is many of our listeners, most of our listeners maybe, where they can go to get A, English books in general, but B, also translations of Korean literature in English.
Great. So let's start with the news part.
Yeah, a couple of little things. An interesting thing happened was just announced. I got an email from Bruce Fulton, the translator, very, very famous translator and professor. And what he was telling me is that Che Man-sik's awesome story, My Innocent Uncle, translated by Bruce and his wife, Ju Chan, has made it into the Norton Anthology of World Literature, the third edition.
Mm.
And this is, as far as I can tell, I looked around, this is the first inclusion of Korean literature in that thing, in that it's a multi-volume series. And so it's interesting because it represents more of the sort of continuing breakthrough of Korean literature into sort of the consciousness of the West. And I should say that if you're interested in that story particularly, it's a volume F. This is a massive collection. And we'll probably in June, regular listeners will get a chance to hear more about this because Bruce Fulton is coming to Seoul. I'm going to be in a colloquium with him, and I am going to pull him in here to talk about his work.
Yeah, great. And hopefully this will be the first of many more Korean stories that will be included in the Norton Anthology.
I think it will because it's that trick of getting people just to think in terms of Korean literature. Then once that first question is asked, then the other questions about the literature follow.
Mm-hmm. And you also had news about a journal?
Yeah, this is kind of fun. This is something that I actually worked on. And this is the Asia Literary Review. Asia Literary Review is an academic journal that is out of Hong Kong. And they decided last year that the same thing, they kind of got wind of Korean literature, and they decided that they wanted to do that the spring issue would be 100% Korean literature.
Wow.
And I actually sort of in their planning stages worked with them and LTI Korea, who were super, super helpful. And they put together, it comes out today, so it's available on their website, I believe, as an ebook today, and you can go to their website today, Asia Literary Review, and you can order it.
And what's going to be in the journal?
All kinds of stuff. The thing that was really great for me was I got to interview Shin Kyung-suk.
For the journal.
For the journal, which was super fun. Shin Kyung-suk, as I've said before, is just an absolutely lovely person to meet in life, shy, polite, and I think I mentioned on air, and she purchased my coffee. So she immediately made a friend out of me. Yeah, the edition focuses on Korea, both North and South. And it has that interview with Shin Kyung-suk that I told you about. Fiction by Kim Jung-ha, who we've discussed here. Han Yu-ju and Park Min-gyu, who we've discussed here.
Yeah.
Poetry by Ko Eun, who we've definitely discussed here.
Just last week.
Exactly. Perennial Nobel Prize for Literature, Hope Ko Eun. It has an essay by Korean expert Michael Breen, an article on North Korean cinema, which I'm actually looking forward to seeing because you know there's some interesting stories around that. A graphic novel from North Korea, which I'm also interested in seeing because graphic novels are not the kind of thing I naturally associate with North Korean literature.
Probably propaganda, but
I'm guessing. I'm guessing. Some artwork and a photo essay of North Korea by Simon Cockrell, who runs tours in North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So that is all very interesting. Next week or the week after, I should have a list of the bookstores in Korea in which this will be available. And if anybody is listening through the web in Hong Kong, you should know that tonight in Hong Kong is the gala event of this, and Shin Kyung-suk will be the guest of honor,
mm-hmm.
and I bet you tickets are still available. Get on the web.
So if you're in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's also news about a new translation out.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. This is Knowledge Pen is a commercial translating entity, and Joe Jung-rae apparently signed a contract with them to publish Taebak Mountain Range.
Taebak Sammaek, yeah?
Yeah, which is the story of Korea's partition into the North and South after liberation from the occupation. And this was a crazy period, lots of social and political upheaval. And Joe Jung-rae, like many other authors, feels it's important to understand Korea that you have to understand Korean history, and consequently this rather large book.
It's an epic book, isn't it?
It's an epic. I couldn't find it. I found it online, translated into French, and 10 what they amusingly called tomes.
Oh, tomes.
So big, yeah. So it is gigantic. In Korea, it's already been printed 200 times and been made into a successful movie, and there's a museum. So this is a book of really, really large meaning to mm-hmm. Koreans. And so I don't think this is going to be a crazy bestseller in the same way that Please Look After Mom or Please Look After Mother was, but I think that this is going to be another one of those ones that people who are serious about Korea and Korean literature can get into and understand the culture and literature.
Great. Oh, lots of good news there.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about bookshops. Of course, there are enough of those here.
Well, there are an amazing number of Korean language bookstores. And once you start to know what to look for, you see them in all the Shijang. All the city markets have many of the city markets have little rows of booksellers and many of them selling academic books for Hagwons, books for schools. But if you're an English speaker and reader, sometimes it's a little difficult to find mm-hmm. what you want because everything, of course, in Korea tends to be Korean. And particularly if you're looking for Korean translated literature, much of which now is secondhand and or out of print, you have to go to some sort of special areas and some special stores.
Okay, so where should they start?
Well, not surprisingly, the first place you would start is Itaewon.
Itaewon, yeah.
Yeah, of course, because, you know, it's kind of made to cater to foreigners in that way. And there are three bookstores in Itaewon now. There used to be two, and now there's a third one. There's a What the Book, the Itaewon Foreign Bookstore, and the Beautiful Bookstore.
Mm.
What the Book is on the main drag, Itaewon Row. And it's the second story, and it's most foreigners know of it. It is really a commercial enterprise. It sells used books. It sells new books. It has 2, 10, and longer period shipping. So if you want some book that is not in the country, they can get it from out of country. They have a warehouse in the country.
Uh-huh.
So this is the place to go to, really, if you are looking for a very, very wide variety of English literature of all kinds. Used science fiction, used pot boilers, new photo essays. Basically any kind of – think of it as a small or medium-sized bookstore mm-hmm. in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say that one of the other nice things about What the Book is they are completely searchable online. They have a beautiful website. You can check what they have. You can order there and whatnot. Around the corner from What the Book, sort of catty corner across from Nok Sipyeongnyok, is the Itaewon Foreign Bookstore,
mm-hmm.
which is also, will remind you, it's a very, very small storefront. I think it's next to the Lexus dealership. And it will remind you of the very, very small used bookstore, only used books, run by sort of old people back in the U.S. or Canada. Incredibly, just crowded floor to ceiling. And again, an amazing, amazing number of books. And this is the place I recommend you go to. This is where I get most of my used Korean translated literature.
Ah, okay.
I guess Halaboji and Halmoni, who run it, and their daughter now, so mm-hmm. it's going to be a family thing, are very, very friendly. They don't really speak any English, so you're on your own for that.
Really?
But, you know, with my extremely limited Korean and their extremely limited English, we get along just fine, and every birthday and New Year's and whatnot, I have to go there and buy a gift card for my wife, mm-hmm. so they smile when they see me. Mm-hmm. But this is a really great place to get used books, and as I said, they have a small but really good selection of translated Korean literature. And there's a third bookstore now in Itaewon, almost in Hanamdong, sort of across from the Cheil building, the beautiful bookstore. The beautiful bookstore actually has six bookstores around Korea, including one in Gwangju. And it's...
Oh, it's part of the beautiful foundation, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Where they collect old stuff and sell it for charity.
Right. It's kind of like you would think of the Salvation Army in the UK or the US. And so the one in the ones outside of Itaewon don't tend to have that much in terms of English literature, but the one in Itaewon has an entire wall of English literature. So if you're in Itaewon and you're looking for books, this is a good, you know, three stops at those bookstores, and you're pretty well taken care of for your used and at what the book new book needs. So mm-hmm. that's the Itaewon.
Okay.
Thing.
And then what's another place to look?
Well, there are three other places I'd mention in Seoul. I would mention over by at the edge of Gyeongbokgung, sort of at the top of – between the top of Insadong and Cheonggyecheon, mm-hmm. there is Seoul Selection, or Hank's bookstore, which deals in Korean culture. And so Korean cultural books, Korean literature, Korean music. It's in a basement. It's also associated with Seoul Magazine. And it's a really excellent place to go find new and somewhat tony things. That, mm-hmm. for instance, last year they had a really, really brilliant limited edition collection of photos from Jeju-do that you essentially could not get anywhere else.
I see.
So there's that. And then the other place that I really like is the Underground Foreign Bookshop, which is it's in the across from City Hall. In the there's a underground
subway station.
Yeah, there's an underground market.
Uh-huh.
The City Hall Underground Market. And if you go into the City Hall Underground Market and look around on their maps, you'll eventually find the Underground Foreign Bookshop, and it's fun to go to because it is like an explosion in the library.
Mm-hmm.
Super cramped, things everywhere, things falling over. If you express an interest in a certain kind of literature, the guy will get out his ladder and just start climbing over mountains of the man's name is Mr. Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in business for almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a long timer, and he's super happy to see people. So this is a fun place to go. Yeah. If you like the bookstore experience particularly,
yeah.
The different kinds of bookstore experiences. So those are the places in Seoul. And then, of course, there are also the sort of by Jongno Samga and by Cheonggyecheon, there's that whole strip of major bookstores.
Yeah, the chain stores, yeah.
The chain stores. Mm. And the chain stores will not have used books generally. They will only have bestsellers. And they also cater, and it makes perfect sense, they also cater to the translated tastes of Koreans who are trying to learn literature. So lots of classic literature, Dickens and that kind of stuff. Not so much of the translated Korean literature mm-hmm. that I'm into.
They can also order books from overseas for you, though.
Yeah, they can. Mm-hmm. They can. And I should also say that this is not it's not only Seoul. If you live in Daejeon, there's a Gyeryong Books in Eunhangdong. Gwangju has a couple of bookstores. And Daegu actually is turning into a little kind of sort of – is having a renaissance in these things. There's a bunch of little book cafes. I would particularly mention By the Book, which mm-hmm. is a cafe and used bookstore. And finally – before we go, I should say that it's always fun to go to those traditional Korean bookstores with the books tied up with the little ribbons.
Yeah.
And if you have just a little Korean, you can ask for Hanguk Hyundai Moonhak. And maybe if they understand your bad Korean, they will point you to a stack of books that you would not be able to find anywhere.
Translated, hopefully.
Translated. And I should mention that right under, what's the clothing store in Dongdaemun, the famous one,
Pyeonghwa Market.
And right at the bottom of the Pyeonghwa Market, there's a row of 10 or 12 bookstores. One of those is a foreign bookstore, nothing but English books, run by a woman who speaks not a word of English at all.
Uh-huh.
So it's entertaining. But look for those, because you will sometimes find things that have been sitting there for years.
Wow, you like the smaller bookstores.
My wife and I both like that exploring and trying to find the books as much as finding the books. Then finally, there's always the online one options like Amazon and A-Books. But for those, you have to know what you're looking for.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I guess you can come up with some surprising finds in those little bookstores.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you for telling us where to go for our books need. And Charles, we'll see you again next week.
You will.
Charles Montgomery, professor from Dongguk University and also founder of KTLIT.com with Main Street Book Club. And we're going to wrap up this segment with music from the movie Taebaek Sanmaek, which is, of course, based on the Cho Jung-rae novel, epic novel we talked earlier about. And it's music by Kim Soo-chul called 어긋난 세월.